It won't be easy reading, but you hang in there. The rest of it gets better. Okay, let's get started. This is Parshas Emor. Basically, two parts of the Parsha. The first part of the Parsha, Dinei Kohanim, Dinei Tumah, and other things that we get from Kohanim. The second part of the Parsha, which is dealing with the Chagim, the Muadim, and actually the third, or smaller Chag of the Parsha, which is the end, is the Parsha of the Mekalim, Hashem. So those are the three major points to discuss. We will be focusing, I would say, split between the Tumah issues and the Muadim issues, and then we'll see how much time allows for the end. On the back side, you'll notice there's also two sources. Not three sources, I'm not sure how many we'll get to. If not, you guys will have homework for Shabbos to finish off the sheet if you have more Divrei Torah. Okay. The pasuk starts at the beginning of Parsha, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emor LaKohanim B'nei Aaron, V'Amarta, Alehem, L'Nefesh, Lo Yitma Ba'amav. Right? Dinei Kohanim is a Isser, Timotame, L'Mesim, except if there are your seven closest relatives, and by the Kohen Gadol, even those seven, he's not allowed to be Matame too. Okay, that's the basic gist of the beginning of the Parsha. Why is there a sort of Tumah? What is the Chlal Tumah all about in the Torah? What's the concept of having Tumas Mace, Tumas Ohel? Where does Tumah come from? So I want to deal with that for a little bit. Two sources I want to bring up. First one, a little bit of a lighter source, a little bit of a very nice idea. In the Torah of Das, he brings up the following Medrash. The Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem Tahora Omeres La'ad. By those who have Yira, pure Yira, that's the Netzach Hetzachim, that's something that stands forever. Amrav Levi, Me'yira Shenisyari Aron Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zacha V'nisna Lo Aparsha Azu She'eina Zaza Imenu V'loim Bano V'bnei Bano V'atzuf Kol Doros. Vezu Parsha Hameis She'nemar Bo Emor Lachonim B'nei Aron Ad Kamas Shana Medrash. Meaning, because of the great amount of year that Aaron HaKohen had, he was zocha to receive this parsha of Tumas Kohanim that will be with him and his sons forever and ever. Meaning, somehow there's some connection between the fact that Aaron has Yira for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that therefore it's okay, it's connected to the fact that he doesn't have to, he won't be able to tie the mason, but because even if he won't be able to tie the mason, because he has great Yira, it'll be okay. What is the difference between the fact that he has great Yira and the fact that he's going to have an Isser to be Matama Mason? Happy with each other. That is the question we're going to try to delve into right now. Ba'a ol Yaakov Mefarish. There's a Gemara that says that a person who's having a difficulty with the Yitzhahara, Gemara and Bracha says there are three things to combat the Yitzhahara. Eitzak HaTorah, reading Kriya Shema, and remembering your Yom HaMisa. Remember the day of the Misa. So that also helps you to conquer the Yitzhahara. The Eitzah is Hachacham, and there's one more Eitzah, great Eitzah, Tolechas Al-Besah Evel, Lechas Al-Besah Mishteh. If all else fails, then if you, a person who's bargaining himself to go to Al-Besah Evel, it's better for him than going to Al-Besah Mishteh, going to a party. It doesn't do anything for you, a party. But going to a place that's sad and reminding you of how mortal we are in this world, that helps a person also to becoming a more refined and conquering his Yetzirah. Okay. But the first path is Torah. As the famous modern tradition says, Barati Yetzirah, the Barasi Lo Torah Tavlin. The way to knock off the Yetzirah, the spice that puts away the Yetzirah, is Torah. Torah can take care of the Yetzirah. And then he quotes another Gemara in Bracha, Sir Hanuna Shar. Rav Yehuda used to sing the following song. Vai lan de mitzvan. Oy lanu shenamus. I guess he had a good tune to it, though. I don't know. We're going to all die. Oy vei. Vamu le rabbanan. Anan manan e basa. What should we answer? Right? A song. Should be responsive, right? You say one line, we say one line. You ended it. Oh, we're all going to die. What do you want us to say now? Like, that was it. What should be the response? So he said, Amalei, Hey Torah, the Hey Mitzvah, the Meganilan. Thank God we have Torah, we have mitzvahs that can protect us. Va'akavanahi.
The Renuna tapas the katzah acharon v'amar v'aylan of the misna. The Hainu Zuchir is the Mamisa. Aval Rabbanan ya'atz shetov yosir ayah yim yaspik lehem eitzah katzor v'amitzah zidchos al yitzah hara. The Lord Yitzah Hulu is Koy Yomisa. Meaning, Renuna was singing, Oi, we're all gonna die. Oi, we're all gonna die. That was his thing.
Why did he always say that? Why was that his phrase? Because he thought, for himself, the way for me to conquer the Sahara, it's Nigla Yom Misa. That's my path. It's not the best path, but you know what? I got a strong Yitzhara. I got a strong Yitzhara. The only way for me to get past it is Nigla Yom Misa.
But when the Rabbanan said, well, what should we do? He says, you should remember the Hagrei Tarsa, meaning you should remember that there are ways to conquer the Sahara before you have to succumb to Yom Misa. Learning Torah. Kriyashma, Torah, Mitzos. These are things that can help you to conquer Yitzhara if you understand the importance, if you understand the depth of the involved and the Gishmak of Torah Mitzos, you won't have to get to Yom Misa and be able to conquer the Yitzhara without that. So, that's what we told the Rabbanan. Now, last point. Bezel Shomar Lehem, Hey Torah, Hey Mitzos. Now, this is what the Rebbe was talking about. She's here, the Aaron of Anashlo Yidaku Lemesim. The Torah says that Aaron and his kids, they're not going to be Mitamil Lehem to any Mesim. They're not going to be Mitamil Tumah at all. The Kasha, Halo Gamzu, he did a Shayada, a Shalavatel Yitzara. What do you mean? You're telling the Kohan that you can't go to Mitamil Mesim. But you know what? Going to a Kvura, okay, is very, very important. It's very helpful to a person, okay, to remember his Yom Misa. One of the three major avenues and tracks to conquer Sahara is remember Yom Misa. So, to remember it, as the Gemara says, like, you know, see many matters, oh, remember the day you're going to die. You know, it's something, but it's not so tangible. A person who goes, though, to a Levaya, a person who goes to a Kvura, it's very, very, makes a great motion. You know, you think about it, you come afterwards, it really, well, shoots you up. Why? Because Mizrat Hashem, after 120 years, this was going to happen to me also. You know what? I better really take while I'm here, I better make the most of my time. So, Bnei Aaron, okay, and Aaron himself, they were cheated out of this possibility. That's not, why is that fair? We're going to have one less track to be able to conquer the Sahara. That's not fair to the Kohanim. So answers the Medrash, the Chayin Amar HaMedrash, Yiras HaShem Tehora, Omeres La'ad Yomar, Hem Einam Tzrichim Levak Kesh Tziva La'atel Yitzahara Adi Yitzchiras Yom Misa. Ki Kvar Huftu Zhu Ar Rubam Shua Yira HaTehora HaMitit Lo Tazuz Vibanav Ad Sof Ko Adorot. Ki Sis Teko Yish Mudas Betori Vash Nepiu Ve'en Lehem Tzor Echlau V'yira HaTzonah. This was the Nechama, or the Medrash.
The Medrash said, those who have the pure Yira, it'll stand forever. And Aaron, because he had great Yira, therefore, he was over the Parsha of Tumas Mesim. He said, what's the catch of having Yira and being Asur of the Tama Mesim? The answer is, that being Asur of the Tama Mesim is actually the Chora, superficially, unfair. It's shooting out all the Kohanim of a track of being able to conquer the Yitzhara. Answers because of their great level of Yira of the Kohanim of our one of them of Sof Kol Adoros, they don't have to be worried about the fact that they lost out on not being able to become a Mason and not being able to be Osek in Kvura and in the Misa Parsha. The Misa Parsha is a hard Parsha. It's helpful, but it's a very hard Parsha, and it is helpful in persons of Oros Hashem. But the Medrash is promising, you know what? You won't need the outside effects, the year that comes from activities chitzoni, from you, like being Osek and remembering Yom HaMisa and Mitam HaMesim and Kvura, you don't need that Parsha for the Kohanim. The Kohanim's Yira, which will be Movil then to Torah and Mitzvot, which are the other two tracks to conquer Tahara, that will be sufficient for Bnei Aaron. Adso Fodos. And that's the answer to the Medrash. Okay? That Aaron's great Yira was Mizakeh him and his kids for all the Doros, that they can receive the Parsha of Isser Tumo Mason. That's the answer. You can have that answer because their year is so great, they can utilize the other tracks to conquering the Yetzer Hara, and the one track of the Chiyuv Yom Misa, they won't have that. Agav, maybe a little bit, this sounds a little abstract maybe to you guys, if I made this spot, but I can tell you, maybe Ben also can tell you a little bit, is that there is everybody who goes to a kura or to a shiva house, I think it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult time period. It's a little awkward. It's hard to know what to say. Hard to know how to respond. I find though that I can speak for myself. At least I find for myself it's odiyoter awkward. Okay, not because I'm awkward. I mean, maybe I'm awkward also. I don't know. But because you don't go to Levayas. Okay, you don't really hear how people speak in Levaya. You don't ever really, you don't have that same feeling. You never go, I never saw Kura. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have the opportunity. And I thank God you haven't. But you're a little bit removed from the parsha of this Asa. Exactly what we're talking about here. This whole idea of being, there's a whole realm of life. Okay, that you don't have any Asa in. You're really on the out. And it creates an even more awkward situation, okay, when you do have any involvement in the realm of Kura or Levayas or Shiva, Nichum Avelim. It's just less of a relationship. And that's exactly what the Torah was saying. The Torah didn't want Kohan to be involved in it. It wanted to be more removed from that realm. Okay? The answer to that is, isn't it a loss? Yeah, it is a loss at some level. Okay, number one, just in terms of interacting, and number two, isn't it a loss? It would help us be better over the Hashem. The answer is that there are other tracks also, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being maftiah to Aaron and his kids for the future generations. Okay. Now, the Orchaim HaKadosh is not on the two parts, it's part of Chukas, but because it has to do with the point, the Iker Yisod of what Tumah is all about, okay? Basically, I think our relationship to Tuma is like, okay, some kind of heebie-jeebie thing going on. The Torah decided, and all right, the Torah has rules, and it made up, because Baruch Hu in his infinite wisdom decided what Tuma there should be and who should have it and what you can be tamed to and b'chulei b'chulei. But like, why is there Tuma? What is the Tuma caused from? Is it just like this mukka thing we can't possibly understand at all, or can we try to bring it down a little bit to try to understand some of the concepts behind Tumah? So the Orchaim HaKadosh, okay, not that he was exactly bringing things down to the Metzias for us, but a little bit, okay, his explanation here brings things a little bit, I hope, to somewhat of an understanding for us to try to get a little bit of an insight into what Tumah is all about. It says the Orchaim HaKadosh Barsa Kukas Zos Kukas of Torah. Right, that's how we begin out the parsha, parsha Lucas, and then it goes to talk about paraduma, Tumah's base, right? Shiva's yamin. So says the Rechaim, I don't get it. Why do we call this mitzvah Zos Lucas HaTorah? It could say Zos Lucas. This is a chok Tumah, but why is this a chok of the Torah? What does the Torah have to do with this? Why does the Torah? What does the Torah do wrong? Why is paraduma and inyanei Tumah and Tahara? Why is that, in a nutshell, Torah? Ma'akashim. It could have said Zohu Chukas Atuma, Zohu Chukas Atahara. Okay. So that's the question. Let's go to the second paragraph. V'yizbayar ha'inyan, what does it mean? In the last few lines of his kibbutz, he says, don't say that in order to be able to go ahead and learn Torah, you have to first do a paraduma. Because if not, you can't learn Torah. He says, that's not true. Even if you're a Tamei Meis, you can learn Torah. There's not one sheet that he says that says that a person who's Tamei Meis can't learn Torah. So don't tell me, those who cast Torah is telling you that you have to learn Torah in order to get to the chukah, you have to do first paraduma in order to get to Torah. Not true. So what is those who cast Torah? Says the Orchaim, "V'yisbayar ha'inyan." Rambam writes that a kuki, okay, a goy, should not say tamei meis. He's not metamei be'ohel. Ain't too much meis be'kuki. And therefore, a person is not going to be meis or nesa'o ha'ilav. Harei kuv mishlo naga. Like you touched an animal. Adka. Meaning, goyim out of tame. We know that's a din. It's machos neshon ba, which tumas exactly, but many of the tumas goyim are not tame as Jews are. Why is that? What's between a Jew and a goy? Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh. Vehine! Ha'hadel shebo hurmu am b'nei Yisrael mishar ha'goyim. How did Christ become different than everybody else in the world? Hu be'emtzaut kabbalat ha'Torah. The thing that makes us different is that we have a Torah, Klai Tzoran. All nations do not have Torah. Shezulat zeh hinei kechol ha'goyim b'Yisrael. It's not for the Torah we do than everybody else in the world. But we have Torah. Umayata ta'amnu suf dvash imrei el. Now he says we can taste a little bit of the sweetness. We can appreciate now, okay, because we have Torah, and now we have Torah, we can also now get a glimpse into what has been said here. The sweetness of the shot of this pasuk now. Meaning, the reason why we have this chukim. Of Tumah and Tahara of Meis, of Tumah's Meis by Jews, you know whose fault it is? The Torah's fault. Zos Chukas HaTorah. The whole reason for the Chukim of Tumah and Tahara is because of the Torah. Because we received Torah, that created these problems, or this Chiluk, and these Halachos of Tumah and Tahara. Why? Because we received Torah and we became spiritual people, so there are all kinds of lowly creatures. Okay, I don't mean physical creatures. Okay, spiritual creatures out there that are after us, that want us, that would like to attack us. Why? Because they want to connect to Ruchnius. Ruchnius is something special. Not everybody has Ruchnius. So these spiritual things out there, okay, want to connect to other Kedusha. Who has Kedusha? To Yisrael. So he says, when we're alive and also after a person dies, these creatures are trying to attack us. The Chayehem.
What happens? The Torah says that when you get during your lifetime too close to Tuma, like when you go into Oval Ames, okay, or you carry Tuma, or you touch Tuma, okay? So those spiritual creatures that are looking to get into you your whole life, this is an opportunity because you have now connected, okay, to Tuma by walking into Oval Ames, or you walked into. You're carrying a mace, or touch the mace, okay? Meaning you just came in contact with Tuma, Ruchni's Tuma. That's just looking for that opportunity to connect to your Ruchni's Kedusha and mess it all up. Now that you came into that contact, now it has an opportunity. That's during your life. And when a person leaves this world, okay, and his spirituality is taken away from him, and all that's left is his physical side, that also gives an opportunity for the spiritual, the low spiritual things in this world, to attack that void that was created, that opening, that halal, okay, that was created by your spirituality leaving you. And this is a little bit out there, but he gives a great mashal, I think it'll make more sense. Mashal ma'adar v'dor, says the Or Chaim HaKadosh, the following. Imagine a person had two jugs. Two containers. One, he says, was full of honey, and one was full of zeva. Garbage. I don't know. Nothing nice. Okay? And you pour them out, each one, and then you put the two containers outside. Okay? He says, if you do a scientific experiment, okay? Not too scientific.
okay, and you watch the two Kalim of what's going to happen to them outside, which one will get more attacked than the other one? The Dvash. Right? Why is that? Because the Dvash had something in it that was great, wonderful, sweet, okay? And it has an attraction to bugs, flies, all kinds of things that are floating outside. What about the Zevel? No, not too many things want to go to the Zevel. A little bit, he says, but not too much. Okay? Which means, that's the same idea here. Imagine that the container is the body, and the honey is the neshama. Okay? So, if you have a container that had in it something very, very special, very sweet and very delicious and very spiritual, so when it's removed, it gets jumped on, it gets attacked from the outside. Everyone wants the chaperein, a little of the Cheerios, whatever's left. They want to chop that up. And a person who contained it didn't have too much in it to begin with. So when it's all poured out, not too many people are attacking that. Not interested. It didn't have too much token to begin with. So what are you going to try to catch up with? What are you going to try to get out? What are you going to try to squeeze out at the end? There's nothing there to begin with. And it was all poured out already. So what could be left there? Not too much. That's the distinction, says the Chaim HaKadosh, between Klal Yisrael and all the Umos HaOlam. Klal Yisrael, by receiving the Torah, by therefore becoming the Am HaNivchar, by therefore getting a Chelek Elokam Imal, having a Neshama, therefore Klal Yisrael has a tremendous amount of Kedusha inside. There's Ruchnias there. There's jealousy of all the lower realms of spirituality. They all want to grab a little bit of that. But they can't. When do they have the opportunity? Either when you come in contact with Tumah, because you've lowered yourself and you've enabled those kokos to attack you, or when a person leaves this world and there's a void of his Kedusha, his neshama left, and now he's a body that has just remnants of that great Kedusha. But everyone wants those last pieces, whatever they can get. So they attack it. They want it. So that's why that's what we call Tumah's mace. That's only applied by Jews, Tumah's mace, Tumah's ohel. Because that's where everything connected now. So there's a lot of Tumah there. Because all these lowly beings, creatures, and stuff attacked. So now there's Tumah. But by the Umos HaOlam, they have no Torah. They have no Neshama. So you know what? Therefore they don't give up Tumah's ohel. After they die, okay? Nothing's attacking it. Nothing wants it. Just an empty body. Okay? Therefore, they don't give up Tumah's mitzvah. And that's why, getting back, Zos Chukas HaTorah, okay, that have Gilim, B'Halacha, B'Dinei Tumah and Tahara, are Noveya. They flow from, they're connected to the reason of Torah. Because Christ was a Makabal Torah, and that gives our higher spirituality, that is exactly the reason why we became different than all the Umos. And that's, all the Halachas have changed for Klal Yisrael due to the fact that they were Makabal Torah. That changed the whole Birya, the whole creation of Klal Yisrael, and made it different. And that's why that Klal Yisrael is what's sought out, the Ruchnis, the Kedushim Klal Yisrael is what's been sought out by the other Kochos in this world, the other Kochos Ruchanim, okay, that are on a much lower level, that create Tumah, that only happens by Klal Yisrael. Let's just read the two last lines here. Kimochein, in the middle of the paragraph, Kimochein, Adam Yisrael Shemet, Liotom Alei Kedusha Mitzuka V'Ariva, because he was full of Kedusha and sweetness, Yotzeis HaNefesh, when his nefesh was taken out, his neshama, V'Nisrokein HaGuf, now all this is an empty guf, Yitkabtsu HaKlipos, Le'en Ketz, Shem Kochus HaTumah HaTe'evim Tamid Yidavei Kedusha Le'anot Me'ha'arev. All those people who are waiting and surrounding you, waiting to just plummet, okay, and plunge on you. Now they have the opportunity to try to get a little bit. They want to get some of that Kedusha. Oh, that sweetness, that honey. With them, it comes to Ohel. Ma'ashein kein, asher lo mizar Yisrael, liyot meshugam me'akdusha, ain't no kach yitkabtu tatuma. They're not looking for that person. He didn't have source to begin with. It was a container full of Zevel. So what? Who's running after that? Afterwards, nobody wants that. Okay? That is, at least, again, on some level, trying to at least bring it down a little bit so we could try to have a glimpse of what is the Tumah Tahara based on, okay, and what's going on, but also to recognize that the source behind the differences is in the Torah. The fact that we have Torah, the fact that we connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that gives us our Maila, okay, of Kedusha, and also creates the idea that we have Tumah. Then the Tumah is not a chisarah. The Tumah is Norvea because we are more Ruchani, because we are more Kadosh. Therefore, we have more Tumah than the Goyim do. And you'll say, why do we have so much Tumah? The Goyim don't have Tumah. Why should we have it? It's a punishment. No! Adarav! It's because we're so special and we have such a crucial life. And in Neshama, that is what brings upon the Tumah afterwards. Okay, you can't have it all. You can't have both ways. But it's a testimony to our Maila, not to our Chisarah.
Okay.
Let's try to get something a little bit yoter muvan.
Okay. First it says, Vas Kohen, ki techel his nose, es avia hi michalalas.
Es avia hi michalalas beish yisarei. Okay? So, question is, what does it mean, ki techel his nose, she began to stray off? And what does it mean, Esavia, he mechalelas? And why is it that her father, she mechalel her father, she mechalel herself? What is it with her father?
She did a bad action, she did a bad thing. And because she came from a chasha family, so she has to get burned.
So, there's a very nice answer here. This connects to what we said also a couple weeks ago. The Teresa Gomer Sama Kluger. What do we keep the hell is those? Hainu. Im ha'aver ha'rishonah she'asta ha'ita znut. If the first aver that this girl does, keep the hell, v'hakhala, the first thing, keep the hell is those, if she goes off in the beginning and she goes ahead and does this znut action, as, i'ef shalom ha'ashe zedba ma'achmas ha'yetzer. That is not because of the Yetzer Hara. Ki derech ha'yetzer hara hayom omer lo aseh kach u'machar omer lo aseh kach. Hayinu matchil lepatot et ha'adam la'at la'asut avera kala achar kach od avera yoter gadol. Ad la'asut oseh avera chamura.
Right? How does Yetzer Hara work? We said a couple of weeks ago when I talked about the Tazir Yitzhara. Right? Hashem starts giving messages, right?
First the house, then the furniture, then yourself. Why? Because you started to speak.
Some started to speak. Then you started to speak about the chacham. They started to about the gold. They started to about the kadosh baruch hu.
It's slowly but surely. It's a slow, slippery slope, but it's slow. Yisrael doesn't go for broke at the beginning.
So this girl, for her first thing, the kitei chel is lost. Her first thing that she did was the mezaneh. That's terrible! You can't say that's because of the Yetzer Hara. So why did it happen?
Oh. Aval im bas kohen hitchil techet b'chamurot. If she started off already in the chamur de gaveres, as near mizeh she'avia v'ima she'givu osa garmuzos. Where did she get that from? You know why? Because she got bad education in the house. As avia v'sima. וזהו, ואז איש כהן כי תחל לזנוס. תכף התחיל בזנוס. אז אין זה מחמס פיתו היצר. Not because she was seduced by her יצר הרע. רק אס אביה היא מחללס. כי מוכר שמחמס רישוס אבוסיה נתבא בא טבעה הרע והנשחס.
This is very, very חריף concept. That she was concept. Okay? But it's a very important message.
Says it from a Kluger, you can tell by the type of averas that a person does, especially in the beginning of their
responsibility to Torah mitzvos, you can tell what kind of upbringing they had.
Why? Because a person goes ahead and does a very chamadik avera
at the beginning. So there can be one or two explanations why a person does a very bad avera. Either they start off with slow things, small things, and then eventually they got to doing something very terrible.
Like you mentioned that the Gemara in Shabbos.
It's not because Misha Koyes is a Avodah Zarah. It's a person who has this, eventually, slowly but surely, he can get to also doing Avodah Zarah. Slow.
Okay. But if, that's how the Yetzer Hara works.
So it could be they had really good parents, great upbringing, okay, great house, but then Yitzhar started to get the better of the person, and so but surely they went off to Derech. Okay, that could happen. Sorry to interrupt. Well, they know it happens. But a person who starts off with very chamardik averas jumps right into the big gila rice. Terrible. How did that happen? You can't just because of the Yitzhara. Because the Yitzhara doesn't just go for broke at the beginning. The person was really had a good strong foundation, then the Yitzhara has to work slowly. So how did it get to this person already to do such a chamra avera? It must be that this is a testimony that in the upbringing or in the biology, okay, the chemistry of how the person is made up, there's something very, very rotten about this person's parents or ancestors or great-grandparents, whoever, along the trail, something very bad went wrong here. And therefore, it's not a Yitzhara issue. It's a teva, it's a nature issue within this person, this girl here, that's our case in the Torah, that's testifying, you know what, there's some kind of chilul by the Aviha, or by earlier generations. She's revealing to the whole world, you know what, I have a chilul, there's a psul somewhere along the train, the chain in the family here. And that's why I'm doing this action al ha'akhla, at the beginning, which is not normal, just something strange. And I bring this up for a couple of reasons. I think number one, it's just important to see that there's this general idea of the Yitzhara that we mentioned before, the slippery slope, slow, but how the Yitzhara works is slowly talk to a person and convince them slowly but surely to go away from what they really want to do, but it's slow. It takes a while. That's the normal track. Okay? And number two, I bring this up because, okay, this is a set of very, very extreme fashion, but we can't deny the fact that obviously there's tremendous hashivus, okay, and tremendous importance and ramifications of where a person comes from, what kind of upbringing they had, not only in the upbringing, but even in the conception, in their body makeup, the chemistry and the biology of how they are, who they came from, their immediate parents and the generation before, that will have a hashpa. That will be connected to who you are. You can't divorce that from who you are. That's a connection. Sometimes you can use gather on that, and you can get past it. But if you're a tremendous ove, you can get past it. But you can't deny the fact that that's not going to have an impression. If I'm not mistaken, this is something we'll get to, but if we don't, I think in that Parsha of Ben-Sora Moreh, the portion of the explain also that Ben-Sora Moreh, he went off, but you know why? Look at the Parsha before. It talks about a person, right? It says, Parsha 4, somebody had two wives. He had the snua and then the ahuva. He wanted to choose which one he wanted, right? And then it goes into the Parsha and Sora Mora. I think over there, I'm not thinking, it's Sforno. I don't know. Someone over there says, this didn't happen by itself in Sora Mora. There's a reason why these things happen. Okay? If you mess up, okay, yourself, don't think you're messing up yourself. You're also messing up your children. There are ramifications for your actions. It doesn't just happen. It's part of, you know, that's what I'm saying. So you know, smart enough to know. Okay? People talk about how if a woman in her pregnancy, if she, she drank a lot, she had drugs, whatever, alcohol, it clearly has a hashpa. Okay, we know this is true. Okay, so it's not only true on the action level of like things that we know as proven scientifically, but says the Torah, okay, that also you should know, okay, that things that are less tangible than that about character traits and how people act and behave and think always has a hashpa on the kids of the next generation and the future generations. That's an amazing thought, an amazing achrayas that we have. As a Shem, down the road, everyone will have a family. And parents have a tremendous achrayas of what they give over to their children, of the type of kids that the kids will end up being in the future, as part of Klal Yisrael. Okay. Let's go to another beautiful idea, the Maharal Gurarye. So the Pasuk says that
Rashi quotes Chazal that says that what does it mean, Nikdashti? That you should be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? Sometimes you have to give Mosu Nefesh. When? If it's Mitoch B'nai Yisrael. If there's a minion of people, apply Yisrael, and you're being forced to be over on Aveira, to Parhesia, so then, give a chiyu to Mekadosh Hashem, the Parhesia. When you give your Nefesh, you should do it Amanat Lamuz. You should do it on condition that if Hashem wants to take away my life, you should take it. If you give it up yourself,
but that's when I'm thinking, yeah, but you know, if I do this, then Hashem will do an ace from me. So you know, I'll do it. Like I make a deal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'll give myself over. You know why? Because I know if I give myself over, Hashem will do an ace from me.
So he says, if you do it for that way, you won't get an ace.
How will you get an ace? And you do it wholeheartedly for a Kadosh Baruch Hu,
and you really give yourself up l'misa, Moshe Nefesh, then maybe you have a chance of getting an ace from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then he'll do an ace for you and save you. Like we saw by Hanan Mishav Azari, it quotes that they gave themselves up. They weren't trying to get saved. They gave themselves up for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That was Kadosh Yom Shemayim.
They got saved. Yeah,
because they gave themselves up totally, they were zochah to an ace. But if you're doing it because you want the nace, and you think if I do this, I'll get the nace, you won't get the nace.
What sense does that make? Why is that logical?
It says, well, it's going to be Rashid. Yadua, ki kashu moser atzlam nashe eno singo nace, when you give yourself and you're not doing it because of the nace, nikra kadosh batmoy, then you call kadosh. You sanctify yourself, you're a holy person. You give yourself a kadosh Hashem. Moshe Yitzchak, nekara gami is nefni is kadesh. He gave himself. He was giving a korban. He was saying, "Listen, I'll make a deal with God. I'll go off, but I, you know, as long as God's word was saved in the end, I'll do it." It wasn't like that.
He was willing to give himself a korban. So then he was kaddish.
Hashem did it from the nes. Gam kim zem is kaddish. Rik from baso asmo of yush shemo. And so to this person, our pastor, supposed to give himself up from Kadosh Hashem. Because he wants to sanctify Kadosh Baruch Hu, but for Hesed and Fanam Chazal, not to an Aveira, so then he's called Kadosh. The Kevachu Kvar Nasa Kadosh, a Kadosh Baruch Hu Oselo Nes. When you make yourself into a Kadosh, a person who is Kadosh, because you mostly ask for Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem will do an Nes for you. Ki Hanes, who Gamkin Kedusha Lishmo Yibarach. Because the Nes is in itself a testimony of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Madrega, that he can do whatever he wants and he rules the world. So, who will be zochah to that? A Kadosh. The zochah to an ace which in of itself is Kadosh, it's only matim to a person who is Kadosh. So the more you separate yourself from being human and doing a tremendous action, okay, of emotional atmo for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is not logical, it's a tremendous maila of a person. He's not really like a regular Ben Adam. So he was Mekadosh yourself. So too, you know what? Hashem doesn't deal with you then the same way he deals with regular people like Hanhagas Adam. He deals with you also with Kedusha. How does Hashem act with people with Kedusha? He has special things for them. They're Nidav, Kadosh, Parush, Nidav from the world. What is he doing for him? A Nase! Nase is not normal for this world. Nes is a special drop, a special connection of the Elyon and the Tachtonim, meaning when Hashem decides that he wants to do that. When does that happen? Special occasions. Doesn't happen every day. Who will get those special halakos? Those who act in a special manner. They're manik themselves in a way that's out of this world. Then you'll get action, you'll be treated out of this world.
By Kadosh Baruch Hu, through Nes.
That's what Maharal says. והוא ידוע מכל הניסים כל הדבר שהאדם אשר אין שוקל חיוס העולם נגד קדוש השמו יתברך. A person who doesn't weigh his living in this world לעומת living for a Kadosh Baruch Hu והוא עמוס רעת הוא למיסה ולסלג מן העולם נגד קדוש השמו יתעלה, הוא קדוש. בשביל שהוא קדוש הוא נבדל מן העולם והוא דוחה גם כמנג העולם את טבעו והנגסו ועושה לנשי שהוא למעלה מן העולם.
This is what I want to get to. These four lines are very important. Let's read it again inside together.
One more time. Klal hadavar. This is the yisod of man. Sha'adam asher ein shokel chiyus ha'olam negev Kiddush Shmoyed Barak, he doesn't weigh, he doesn't say the world, my living, outweighs living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, my physical enjoyment of this world and living is more important than doing this. Doing this. So I'm not giving myself HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to live. He doesn't make that shikul. He says, you know what, no. The Mekadosh Yerusha mind is more important than my life. In certain situations, that's true. We have rules about that. Not every time, but sometimes. When Hashem talks about Israel, when perhaps you can do an Aveira, and instead that you can Mekadosh Yerusha mind, you're the Chiyuv. So he says, you know what, I can't take that Chiyuv. But Hashem is more important than I am. So if he does that, to remove himself from this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who kadosh, he's special, he's something unique, which feels, and because he's kadosh and out of this world, he therefore pushes away the normal hug of this world and is zochah to special treatment, special actions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he gets an ace. But a person who gave himself, why? So Hashem will do for me an ace. So then you don't mechanize yourself. The whole Kiddusha is a Moser Atmo al Kiddush Hashem. From the Moser Atmo al Kiddush Atmo, you're really doing it because you think you're mechanize yourself and what Hashem will do for you next. You're doing it for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You're serving yourself. You didn't make yourself Kaddish. That's not what you should talk about. Kaddish means you give up yourself and you say for a Kaddish Baruch Hu's sake, I want to give it all up, all of my interests and all of my benefits in this world for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Because it's more important to me than Kaddish and Shemayim. That's my job in this world. A person like that has transcended this world. He's left the realm of what normal people are like, who say, what do you mean? Kaddish Baruch Hu, listen, I like Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I guess, you know, it's nice to serve Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's all great. You know, listen, Ishmael, when it comes to giving life, nothing to talk about. So that's like regular people. A regular person. Regular people don't get this. But if you understand that you're here for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and at times you sometimes have to give yourself a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then you may be zoche to a hundredfold Kaddish Baruch Hu that's also not for regular people. It's for special people. People who are not like regular people. Okay? I think what's great about this idea, not only because it's a great shot in the Rashi, in the Aral, but conceptually for us, it makes us understand, okay, what our responsibility in this world. We say our job here is to be a Kaddish Shemayim. We actually cover Shemayim to this world. What does that mean? To a certain degree, it means to transcend. It means to leave the realm of acting like regular people and acting more spiritual. What does it mean to act more spiritual? That our actions should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not live for ourselves, we're now doing, and we have the Torah to tell us how to do that. We're now living for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're then Kadosh. We're trying to be Kadosh ourselves here in this world. That is what we're here for. That is how we're supposed to act. And therefore, we're supposed to be Shokel, the Cheshire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and for living for Him, before we're Shokel for ourselves. Okay? That makes us, that's by definition, Kedushas HaAdam. That's how a person becomes Kadosh. And that is, sometimes there's an extreme situation where you have to consider mysterious levels for that. But even on the regular day-to-day, that's our responsibility. To be Mekadosh ourselves so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with us in a way that's also not just run-of-the-mill, not just Joe Schmo, but rather in a way that will be Zocha also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special Hashgacha, and maybe even Yisrim if necessary. Okay. Let's go to the left-hand corner, the Kli Yakar, second one. The second piece is talking about Sukkah Smachos Hashem Elokeichem in the Moadim. Pasuk Smachos Hashem Elokeichem Ein Simchas Hanatnei Hashem Ki Im Bezman Shem Ba'aguda Achas. You can only be in front of a Kodesh Baruch, you can only have simcha. We can only talk about rejoicing when Klal Yisrael is one. It's a tie, it's a condition for simcha and the Klal Yisrael is together. If you remember correctly, I said in Parshas Shmos, when Moshe Rabbeinu says to Paro, who's going? I said to you, Moshe Rabbeinu says, everybody's going! Kichadu Hashem! I said to you, there's a part over there, which is that the Klal Yisrael says something also. The Chag, I didn't say it, the other says it. The Chag, it's only a Chag if we're all together. That's our Chag. Our Chag is a family time of being together. That's Simcha. That's enjoyable. That's what Klal Yisrael holiday is all about. So to here,
To smack them is when we're before together.
Da'agud achas. Upradas simcha davke b'chagda. Why is davke by sukkis? Why is it mentioned smack by sukkis? Lepishu hu zman asifa. It's time to get together. Hashem edarach olam nismoach babi yoser. Alkein yisir shetiyah simcha lefnei Hashem davke. Loke simcha sarekim. Asher kom zimusam. Harog v'akar v'shachot son. V'hashotim v'zrikayayin. V'marv v'machokas b'Yisrael. Okay, so he says like this. The time of sukkis is the time of the harvesting. When you bring everything in. Question. What happens when you collect all your stuff? What's many people's natural reaction? It's all mine. Look at everything I did. Great. It's all for me. Right? You're osef hakol. I'm great. Yefemo. And? Do you invite a lot of people? Do you have everybody to open? No. Keep it for yourself. Hoard it all for yourself. Look. How much we have. So, Davka, that time, Hashem says, no, we need to have simcha lifnei Hashem. What is simcha lifnei Hashem? We're all together. That's the specialness of simcha. Not for yourself. Not just, you know, eat, drink, and be merry, and have a great time. That's not what it's about. You eat a lot of meat and drink a lot of wine for yourself. That's not the mitzvah. That's not the simcha lifnei Hashem. That's just Marv Machlokas. With this kind of simcha, they destroy the two Beit HaMikdash. And they went after ghosts. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ki b'simcha teitzu. With simcha, they went out. What do you mean they went out with simcha? There was a simcha that they had that wasn't proper. Suck with the Shasa Rigla. We just got finished saying Bahab. Right? Why is that? Because on the Chag, they just lived it up. They had a great time. Ki b'avushu smechim shlo l'shem shemayim. They were having a great time, but not because of Kadosh Baruch Hu. With Hashem, so they had a lot of bad things came to them. Val simcha zu amar mazu asa. What did this simcha do? Halo yeda teitzu rosh hagolim. This simcha, you know what it resulted in? Us going out to Galus. Keep the simcha teitzu. With the simcha, they went out. A simcha that's just simcha, void of Akadosh Baruch Hu, void of achdus. That's just going to create Galus. It just makes people upset at each other. There's no unity. Everyone's just mad. Oh, look how much he has, He didn't invite me, That's just my focus. That's all it. Omnam, b'shalom, kishayu ba'aduta achas, b'shalom b'neihem, tuvalum. Then, you'll be mevalel al-aretz. You'll populate. You'll settle. You'll establish the land. When you're all together, b'shalom, ba'aduta. Harim ba'agvaot. Hema Roshe Hamala Shir Gobel Gobel Em Yitzchu Litzach Emrina Ki Yu Kodmim Lachol Tavar Shem Kedusha Kedinam. When also is it a sign that will be good? When the people are Harim Agvot, the high mountains, the Gedolim, the Zkenim, the Chachamim, they're treated properly. Right? The Gemara says, well, you have a door is good. If the Na'arim are Mechabit the Zkenim, it's good. If the Na'arim are going in front of the Zkenim, that's the door to Kukal. It's the wrong door. The low ones think they're not connected to the ones above them. There's no Masorah. There's no one greater than themselves. That door is in bad trouble. So in the Harim Ha'Gvaot, are ahead, Yitzchu Yitzchem right now. When they're at the front, then it'll be joyous for Klal Yisrael. The Kol Atzei HaSadeh, Hema Kol Arba Kitos HaRamuzim Arba Minim Elu, Habay Me'ekta HaSadeh Yitcha Ochas. Right? When the Harim and the Gvaot, the mountains, the people who are the great pillars of the door, when they're at the front, and all the Atzei HaSadeh, who are the Atzei HaSadeh? The trees? The people. Klal Yisrael. When we are the Aguda Achas, when all the other groups that come from the Arba Minim of the Lulav, right, we talk about how they all represent other, the different parts of Klal Yisrael, but all of those are clapping their hands and rejoicing, and b'mechabed, the Harim Ba'Gvaot, then we're in good shape. But if we don't have that, we're in bad, we're in for a big, big trouble. Okay, so the Yisrael from here, there's a concept of what simcha is with Hashem. Simcha with Hashem is when we're together. That's why Dafka at this time, okay, the Rabbi also based on this. That's why Dafka at this time of sukkahs, it's mentioned the idea of simcha, because Dafka at this time there's an atiyah, there's a teva of trying to lure back, pull back, and be more amongst yourself to keep all your grain, all your harvest for yourself. At that time, we're told, no, you have to be together. Take the Arba Minim that you just brought in, bring them together. I.e., symbolic, bring all the people of Klal Yisrael together. Because this simcha is going to be a real simcha, not just okay, happiness, but to be spiritually joyful in front of God's Baruch Hu, has to have applied, so has to be with everyone together as one. That's the concept of being the Sameh with Hashem. So we can just say one more half idea even before Shiva comes up. Last idea. Kol Adach Yisrael Shiva Sukkot. Why is it called Ezrach Yisrael? Why Dafka Ezrach? We're talking about a Toshav, which is a permanent person. Why is it not them and not like a person just passing through? Because a person who brings in their tefuah, we've got to mention, okay, he brings it to his house and he sits down. Oh, Chashra Torah, Ulai Adei Yeshivas Keva, Yerulu Lavo. Maybe because he sat down, he's going to become high and lofty on himself and be Balgaiva. Yishman Yivat, he'll be fat and he'll kick. And he'll be saying, oh, Kofa Votim Yavi. So the Apostle says, Kol HaEzrach, whoever wants to be a Tosha Bolam Hazeh, and not a Ger, that's what Hashem is saying, get out of your house and go into the Sukkah. You need this lesson. You think you came to this place to sit and to enjoy because you did great work. You need to go to the Sukkah. What is the Sukkah going to teach me? The Sukkah is going to teach you the following. Ayidei zeh yivtach b'tzel karaso. Loim tach b'tzel karaso. Kiim b'tzel shakaisan. Then you won't be secure in your own house, in your own four walls. The only way you feel secure is because the person is watching over you. You need that lesson because you're that person who just brought all the stuff in, became a big bad guy, because you have lots of money, you have lots of brain. You need to go out to the Sukkah. Get out. Go out to the Sukkah and remember that everything you have is from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You have nothing without a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's what it says there. Hashem was okay, Kaisrael in the Ananim, right? The Sukkot or Shabbos, you're talking about the clouds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Kaisrael, put them in clouds. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'achnu l'chvodo hoshivim basukkos. They ain't the Shiva Ananim, Asher Pirash Hashem Anam Masachlem. The whole concept of remembering the same Hashem protected us in the Midbar when He took us out and He surrounded us with Him, because all we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Amin Yisrael HaLavinim Yisrael HaShemayim. That same feeling is what we have to have on Sukkot. And it's important on Sukkot, Davka, for the reason that Davka, this is the time of year where everyone is looking to themselves. As I mentioned before, everyone wants to whore for themselves and look at how great they were and what great year we had and oh, all the cheshbonos and all the chachmas that we had in the agriculture. Look how much we produced. Ah, get out. Go to the Sukkot. Remember that you have nothing except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have no protection except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I think, is a beautiful idea also, that the two concepts that come across in Sukkot of Araminim and the Sukkot, the two things that were taught basically as number one, you have to have Achas and Kaisrael in order to have Sukkot, that's Araminim. So this time, when you think about being yourself, go out and be part of Kaisrael, invite people in, make sure you give Trumas and Maestras, make sure you give Ve'anim, Lech Shecha and Peya, that's why it's all mentioned here. And in addition, you know what else? Another mitzvah, which is Sukkot. Two mitzvahs. I mean, it's Sukkot. What does the Sukkot teach you? You're also nothing. You know why you're nothing? You have to have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So we're basically told that through two mitzvahs to, if you really want to celebrate Sukkot correctly, you have to remember that you're part of Am Yisrael and you're an Eved Hashem. If you forget those two things, Ayideh Chag HaAsif, then you really blew Chag HaSukkot. Okay, we'll stop.